It's time to go beyond the playbook. Take a look at Buffalo Bills football with analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. The Bills improved to 2-3 with the last second win over the previously 3-1 Tennessee Titans. How did it all come together yesterday for the Bills?
It was sloppy. Ugly win to be sure, but as my father texted me in the NFL, every win is a good win, and that is particularly true for a young Buffalo team building toward an identity. On Friday, I suggested the Bills had a solid opportunity for the win if they could build an early lead, in large part because the Titans were far from a dominant team, winning their previous three games by just 3 points each time. And both the Bills and the Titans lived up to this pregame expectation and opportunity. It was a close game, and the Bills' early touchdown advantage was just enough to keep the Bills in front for most of the game. And at the end, this time it was Buffalo on the right side of a close win. And in a close win, this one was driven by big plays on the defense. The Bills created three turnovers, only giving up one. Anytime you can be on that side of the turnover ledger, likely you're going to find yourself in the win column. Overall, the Bills' defense was pretty dominating. In addition to forcing three turnovers, they gave up just 221 total yards and most significantly outplayed a Titans defense that was ranked among the best in the league coming into the game. And on offense, the expectation was that neither Buffalo nor Tennessee would be in a position for a breakout game, and both lived up to that initial boring billing. Despite the win, Josh Allen just completed 10 of 19 passes for 82 yards. Kind of crazy, but LeSean McCoy ran 24 times for 85 yards. Tough to win games when a quarterback can't outgain his running back in overall yards. I'm sure the offense definitely had plenty of thank yous for the defense after that win, and that's okay. It was still a quality win. It's certainly plenty of work left to do going forward.
All right, let's get into the big picture then, Matt. Going forward, what does this game mean?
Well, as I've said before, and you're likely to hear me say again and again and again, this season's all about the development of quarterback Josh Allen. And unfortunately, even though the ugly win was still a win yesterday, it was a bad game for the rookie Bills quarterback. He spent much of the day delivering inaccurate passes when he had an opportunity, and just never had those moments where he threw his receivers open either. Certainly didn't get a whole lot of help from his supporting cast of receivers, but in moments when they were open, he just consistently missed on a lot of those chances. The most glaring deficiency was on the final drive when the Titans defense loaded personnel at the line of scrimmage to essentially over-defend against the run because they just simply didn't think Allen could beat him in the passing game. And Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll clearly agreed because he still ran on those plays despite the daunting personnel challenge and the Titans daring Buffalo to pass. It's this kind of play calling, you know, can be looked at in one of two ways. Either they just don't trust Allen quite yet, or didn't want to expose him to the potential for disaster. Have to hope that their consideration is based more on the latter, but that's going to have to change soon. Going forward, Bills are going to need more from Allen and the offense, particularly because this defense is looking increasingly good. And anytime a team can leave a game with a defense giving up just 12 points, it shouldn't come down to a last-second win. Defense certainly providing fans with some optimism that this season still has a chance to surprise, but if Allen and the offense can't take some significant steps forward, all that effort's going to be for naught. I can't be too picky. A win is a win, and yesterday was certainly a win to build upon. And with that, the bumpy roller coaster ride that is the 2018 season is back to being fun again for a week. And let's hope it's just the beginning and only gets better.
Yes, it is fun to win, isn't it?
Indeed.
All right, so hopefully more of that to come. We'll see you on Friday when, once again, we go beyond the playbook.